Morgan Shepherd, daytime television actor on Resident Detective, widely known to have a drink and drug problem, once hailed as the child detective. Amanda Phillips, works at the Coffee Corps in Waterloo Station, always serves with a smile, dreams of becoming a journalist and working in the television industry, often called sweet and kind. Ryan Quinn, hotel cleaner, financially struggling and working to support family after moving from Hong Kong to London, takes pride in his work, but would rather be doing literally anything else. Constance Ahern, famous West End actress, currently playing the lead in the new musical Rain on Elmore Street at the Lyceum Theatre. Regularly cited as one of the greatest actresses working in theatre today. Multi-award winner, devout Catholic, often creates friction amongst people who don't share her beliefs. Alan Hughes, decorated lawyer, quickly rose up the ranks of the legal system despite black lawyers taking up such a small fraction of London's courts. Never gives up and always offers legal counsel, sometimes even when it's not offered. Currently embroiled in a highly influential and career-making case. Rona Michelle, 17-year-old student, keeps herself to herself, likes listening to music using her large purple headphones, suffers from crippling claustrophobia. Simon Winter, Morgan Shepherd's therapist for most of his life, prides himself on professionalism and an exceptional track record. Obtained a PhD in psychology at a comparatively young age and has worked as a private therapist in the suburbs ever since. The school is quiet by the time I get back. My mum always used to say I was scatterbrained when I forgot stuff, but she never got round to telling me exactly what it meant. Looks like I've been scatterbrained again, though. I knew it the second I looked in my bag halfway home. I'd left it in the maths room, my jotter, with tonight's homework on it. I don't want to let Mr. Jeffries down, so here I am. I slip back across the field and into the main entrance. There's something really creepy about school after dark. When all of us have gone, usually it's loud and busy, but now the corridors are quiet and my footsteps sound like elephants stomping because they echo up and down, up and down. I don't see anyone but a man dressed in green overalls, using that weird machine to clean the hall floor. He looks like he's the most unhappy man in the world. Dad says if I don't study, this is the kind of thing that'll happen to me. I feel sorry for the man. And then I feel sorry that I feel sorry, because pity isn't nice. I start walking quicker and get to the maths room. The door is half open. Mum always taught me to be polite, so I knock anyway. The door squeaks like a mouse as it opens. I don't see him straight away. The door gets stuck on the papers and exercise books all over the floor. I recognise one and bend down to pick it up. Mine. Mr. Jeffries had collected them in at the end of class. I realise that something is very wrong, and I look up to see him. Mr. Jeffries, the maths teacher, my maths teacher, my friend. He's hanging in the centre of the room with a belt around his neck. His face looks a strange colour, and his eyes look so big he looks like a cartoon. But he's not. He's real. And it takes me too long to realise what it really is that I'm looking at. Too long to see that this isn't some kind of horrible joke. But as I look, there he is. Mr. Jeffries. Dead. And at some point, I start to scream.